This is the Word of God from the Household of David Church. It is a message designed to raise men after God's own heart. Listen and be blessed.
Does somebody want to lift the name of the Lord up in other tongues this morning? In just 1 minute, I just sense that the Holy Spirit is doing something. Yanamasupande preneakosha and the yatasa. Yemum koranabata kendo preningo friria sado katambariatush. Arokembariando paria fokotoma ingra dutende hadabak no moshianda kunda bariata katabo prene kando zemre. Ah manga leke ne mahokolobas anda li prenesha. And the lacumbra negase talabra nemo shata. He says, I will turn around the situation for you. Yabakotene fronema ariando caseriata. Yabako preneco se proloco shekeriano fradianto sata. Yendo pronoseke lado senda brania. That sickness is not unto death. I don't know whether it's you or a family member. He says, that sickness is not unto death. There will be a resurrection. Nacumbraniata shakalata. Yemono preneca sande proloco. He says, I am the multi-breasted God. I can provide all things. Nothing is too difficult for me. Now let's start from one of the, or probably the most common scripture. John 3:16. Say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. John 6:35. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. Romans chapter 10, verse 8 to 10. See, what does it say then? The word is near thee in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Verse 10 says, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. What the common factor in all the scripture I read is the word believe. And why did I read those scriptures? Just to remind us again that it is impossible to even be a Christian without believing. It is impossible to walk with God without believing. Am I making sense? Bible says without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that comes to him must what? Believe. So if you don't believe, you are not even a believer. It makes sense, Abby. Hallelujah. You know, there is this thing that Bishop Jakes, you know, usually says when the thing has, you know, come on, and it comes and says, how come believers don't believe? That's our name. But a lot of times, it's as though after we believed Jesus and we came into the work, we stopped believing. Hallelujah. With the heart, one believes. Hallelujah. And as important as that is, I'm here this morning to take us just a step further. James chapter 2, verse 17 to 19 says, thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. It says, you believe that there is one God. Listen, you believe that there is one God. You do well. Even the demons believe and they tremble. Tell your neighbor. Say the title of the message this morning. Believing is not enough. Hallelujah. Even the demons believe and they tremble. So if you are at the point where you don't believe, you know that's a problem. Because even the demons believe. Did I just speak to someone this morning? Even the demons believe, the devils believe, and they tremble. So believing is not the issue. Believing is not enough. We believed Jesus to come into this faith walk. You cannot continue this faith walk without believing. However, that's why it's called a walk. A walk is an action word. Am I making sense this morning? Believing is not enough. Believing is like coming into the door of a house and standing at the door. That's what believing is. You believe the house is there. That's why you came into the door. But then you stop at the door and you do nothing anymore. You don't do anything. It is well with this one in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Many times as believers, what we see is that, yes, we are born again. But we live our lives as though we are not. Amen. I've come this morning to encourage you, to remind you, and if I may, to instruct that you move from believing to walking the walk. The scripture talks about labor of love and walk of faith. Those two things show you that there is an action to the believing. Am I making sense? To display the love of God, there must be a labor. To get the result of faith, there must be a walk. Amen. The reason why a lot of us in our walk with God do not get and receive the things that God has said is because we do not walk it. Tell them, say, walk it. You know, there is this inside, is this slang or something? When I say now, the people that know. We say, oh, walk here, look, get here. Meaning, if you, the reason why you didn't get it is because you didn't walk it. Don't worry, it's from somewhere. The people that laughed first, they got it. That's why I say it's inside. Hallelujah. Amen. If you did not get the result, it's because you didn't walk it. I remember some years ago, some years ago, when as fellowship and we're talking about faith. And then somebody said that, is it possible to walk by faith and not get results? And the issue with me is that when you talk about faith, it's like you are tricking me. Ah, I said, it's not possible. The person now said, no, you've done this, you've done that. I said, it's not possible. Because faith by itself is an action based on something that cannot fail. So it's not possible. There are many things. I can think many good things and pray about them and say I'm believing God. It doesn't mean I'm in faith. But faith by itself is taking an action based on the word of God that cannot fail. So tell me, how can faith fail? But there are dimensions that need to be understood as you are applying what you believe God has spoken to you. Hallelujah. So believing is not enough. The proof of belief is action. Tell neighbor, say the proof of belief is action. If you don't believe something, if you do not act on something, it means you don't believe. No matter what you say. No matter what you say, I believe God, I believe, and then that's where it ends. You could have prayed on the mountain for 20 days. Ladies and gentlemen, can I shock you? You didn't believe. Because truly, if you believed, you act. Hallelujah. Amen. The proof of belief is action. So what is it that God has spoken to you at any point in time that you have not taken action on? You know, sometimes what is interesting that we even know, you know, at the back of my mind, we know. But somehow we're expecting God to do one akradabra. You know, just, you know, instructions that have been given that you did not follow. And then when pastor says, let's pray for mercy, we pray for mercy, it works. But let me tell you something. He will show mercy on. You cannot turn God to drafts. So you will not do what you are supposed to do, consistently disobeying, consistently not acting, and asking for mercy. If I were you, I would have asked all these times, how come some of the things I've prayed about have not happened? Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, say the proof of belief. The proof of belief is action. It's a charge this morning. Let me show you a couple of examples. And we are going to put ourselves in their shoes. You know, it's easy to read some accounts in scripture. You just read it. But think about it. Now, let's start with the first miracle, the miracle of the wine. Just think about it very well. As in, put yourself in the shoes that I'm about to paint, according to scripture now. Matthew chapter 14, from verse 14, I'll paraphrase so that I can run. No, sorry. John 2, that's another one. John 2, let me read from verse 1. Before we read that, let me read John 14:12. It says, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will also do. Jesus said it. It's not me. That's like paraphrasing or expanding on what I said earlier, that the proof of belief is action. If you believe in me, the works I do, you will also do. If you not do the works that I do, it means you do not believe. Simple. We understand simple English now. This equals to this. Hallelujah. So John chapter 2. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana. Now let me jump. And verse 3. And when they ran out of wine, I'm not sure if the problem was that they didn't buy enough wine or there were more people. You know the way we do in Africa, we just get crushed. So something shall happen, shall. And then The mother of Jesus said to him, they have no wine. You know, my suspicion for many years is that Jesus has turned water to wine in his house before. Because I'm not sure how there is no wine. He's not a wine seller. He's a carpenter. Abi was a carpenter. Abi. And then you come and say, wine has finished. Uh-huh. It's not in scripture. I just said, it's my suspicion. That's by the way. Jesus said to her, woman, what does your concern have to do with me? As in, what's your business with my business? Verse 5. His mother did not even argue with him. Said to the servants, whatever he says to you, do it. See the solution to miracles. Whatever he says to you, not sit down and, he said this. As you are going to work, you are just smiling. He said it. Whatever he says to you, do it. You know, many times, when we teach faith and we do not teach it accurately, we make people think that presumption is faith. You cannot presume what you want God to do. God has to tell you. You didn't hear me? That's the problem many times. You want something, you like something, you begin to confess. Some of us will even write it down. Positive confession is fine, but it's not faith. Don't mix it up. Faith does not fail. Positive confession can fail. You didn't hear me? They are not the same thing. Whatever he says to you, what has he said to you? If he has not said it to you, you know. Please, can you stop fooling yourself and stop saying the word of God does not work? What has he said to you? Not what you want, not what you like, not what is good. Kayabasa. Let me just jump to verse 7. And Jesus said to them, fill the water pots with water, and they filled them up. And he said to them, draw some out now and take it to the master of the feast. And they took it. And what happened? We know the story. So imagine, they said, master, we believe you. This is water. But until we taste it ourselves, we cannot draw it out and give it to the master of the ceremony. You know, that's how some of us do. We'll not be negotiating with God. God, you know what's up. This thing, it looks hard. So let's do it like this. And God is looking at you. And then we come back and say, it's like, and some of us, we don't say it out. But in over many years of our being a Christian, we have come to the point where we say, I know some things will work, some things might not work. Mm-hmm. You don't need to say anything, but the one I said now, it entered, because some things will work, something, that kind of kalo-kalo. Faith is not kalo-kalo. What is kalo-kalo in English? Eh? Hallelujah. It's not gambling. Uh-huh. Faith is not gambling. Whatever he says to you, do. Let's look at the miracle of the multiplied bread. Matthew 14, from verse 14. And Jesus went out and he saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion for them and he healed their sick. When it was evening, his disciples came to him saying, this is a deserted place and the hour is already late. Send the multitudes away that they may go into the villages and buy themselves food. Honestly speaking, this sounds like something I can do. My head is always thinking, Pastor Eletishu, it's something I can do. And Jesus' response sounds like Pashala. I'm serious. Look at what Jesus says. They do not need to go away. You give them something. How many of you know Pastor very well? Does it not sound like Pastor? As in different dimensions, this has happened a lot. You might not know, but we are living, we know. And you'll be like, Esa, can we just... Hallelujah. And they said to him, we have here only 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, bring them here to me. Hiya. Then he commanded the multitude to sit down. First instruction. Then he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, looking up to them, and blessed it, and broke it, and gave the loaves to the disciples. And the disciples gave it to the multitudes. How many of us, we trust the word of God in the mouth of our pastor enough for him to say we should do something that looks like, hey, it's like Avengers, but you do it. Because, look, put yourself in their shoe. 5 loaves and 2. And he now separated the thing. He gave it to the 12. You know how small it will be. Hope you know that the miracle didn't happen in the hands of Jesus. So if they refuse and say, hey, Master, I believe you, but you never give a frying. Hallelujah. But they collected it. And you know the beautiful thing? God is a God of much more. After people ate and ate and ate and ate, the Bible says they now gathered because it doesn't like wastage. So when I'm shouting this church, it doesn't like wastage. It is not in our nature to be wasting things. Say, gather the crumbs. And they had 12 baskets left. I don't know how many other people that can feed, but that's God for you. When we obey. Someone say, when we obey. Obedience is the very best way. The song we used to sing to show that you believe. No, be so. Yes, obedience is the very best way to show that you believe. If you went to Sunday school. If you went to Sunday school. I just remember I learned it in primary school. So it's possible that you didn't go to Sunday school. Luke chapter 5, verse 4 to 6, the miracle of the breaking net. And when he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a catch. Simon answered and said, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Ezra, I'm a professional here. I've done this thing before. I've written the exam before. I have tried that promotion before. I have, what else? I have asked that lady out before. But you get my point. But Simon has said something. He said, nevertheless, at your word, I will do what? Let down the net. I will act upon your instruction. Whether it makes sense or not, from a professional perspective. Ladies and gentlemen, can I tell somebody today, it does not matter what the doctor said. I just heard that in my spirit now. Healing is yours. Divine health is yours. Will you just believe and act accordingly? Nevertheless, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish. And their net was breaking. Overflow. When we obey. Hallelujah. So when God said this is our year of the overflow, hope you know that some people will not experience this. And it's not a cause. That's not the point. It's not that. Because there is the part of God and the part of you. If you don't do your part, you will not get it. And what God will instruct you to do will be different from what God will instruct me to do. So you can't copy me. God can tell Pastor Ayo, this next phase of your career, this is what you should do. Change your job. Write this exam. Do you understand what I'm saying? Stay where you are. Don't move. That's a word for somebody. Stay where you are. Don't move. And the reason why you know it's for you is because you'll be thinking it. Hallelujah. Amen. What God will say to you, that instruction is what you will act on. When you act on it, that's where the overflow is. Someone say, that's where the overflow is. Genesis chapter 26, as I conclude, I'm done. Genesis 26. Mm-hmm. this word, household of David, listen carefully. Then chapter 26 is the story of Isaac. I'm going to be jumping. I believe we know the story, so I just want to give us an idea to say what I want to say. Verse 12 says, then Isaac sowed in the land and he reaped in the same year a hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him. Listen, Isaac sowed, he reaped, God blessed him. The man began to prosper, continued prospering until he became very prosperous. Now, look at, after being prosperous, verse 15 says, now the Philistines have stopped up all the wells which his father's servant had dug in the days of Abraham, and they had filled them with earth. And Abimelech said to Isaac, go away from us, for you are much mightier than we. Meaning he was already blessed. Hallelujah. Then Isaac departed from there and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. And Isaac dug again the wells of water which they had dug in the days of his father. And he called them by the names which his father called them. That's my last charge for someone today. Dig again. Dig again. Dig again. Ah. Kalibo kosapra neko se nembrane asaba. Leko vrane amasote de brenesh. Can we rise up to our feet? Nambra no se keli andashata. E maroba le kofrene kato maria dose. E gredo shanda bati ala kusta. Eliando pafrenengo sopredekete yengo saliando kotandia bradish. Father, we give you our praise. Can we use 1 minute to step into what we have received? And just pray in other tongues if you can. If you cannot pray in other tongues, pray in your understanding. And just pray. If you are praying in understanding, what this what you are praying? Lord, help me to walk the walk. To walk the walk. Help me. Help me. Help me. Kato raba santeri abakashata. Meshe tobi toluwa. Olorun gbogbo aye. Meshe tobi to. Gbogbo aye ko gba yin. Gbogbo orun ko ba yin. Father, we give you all the praise this morning. We thank you for your word. And thank you because we know and we believe it has rested in our hearts. And that it will mix with faith in our hearts. And each and every one of us will begin to take the corresponding actions to your instructions. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for being a part of our broadcast. You know, we never like to end without giving you an opportunity to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Coming into Christ is beyond joining a church, is beyond a religion. It is joining God's family. And that is done when you believe in Christ Jesus. So I just want to lead you right away now. If you want to give your heart to Christ, just say after me, say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you died and rose again and that you paid for my sins. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. And from today, I belong to you. If you have said those words, will be late. You are born again. You are part of God's family right now. You can go ahead and rejoice about it. God bless you. We love you. Stay blessed.